Waking up another day to shine. Time is money and I never waste a dime. Always find another reason to go the extra mile. Doubt, doubt, go away, come back in a while. As a child, it was worse, now I slaughter every verse. Even though I love it, it's still like gifts and they curse. Now they love me and they hate me and they judge me all at once. Gasoline for the fire and the fire for your blood. Sitting in the studio, check me on the chart. Green unaimed shell, flying by my cart. Push start, just in case, I must put you in your place. Right jab to your face. You will never win this race. I am so in control of the turn of events. And since you're not on my level, this will not make any sense. But I know where I'm headed and I know that I will get it. Cause I'm something like the best. Yes, I said it,
I'm back.
Yeah. What up, world? You already know what time it is, man. We are back for another session of On the Flizzy. This is your boy Camacho, man. We out here chilling. I got my boy Seti with me.
Yeah, yo.
Hey, Seti. Hi, Camacho.
Hey, what's up, girl? How you doing?
I'm good.
That's what it is. Who else do we have? No, I know we got Bad Girl, SJ Bad Girl. She took a leave of absence for a second. But yeah, it happens to the best of us. But we're still on the fly with Mina. Is Mina?
Yes.
What's up with you, man? How's everything?
It's going great.
That's what I'm talking about. Yeah, I was just watching these videos for our guest today, and this is crazy. I'm trying to go do some of this stuff. I'm glad. It's for real, man. Like, I'm sitting here watching this. Like, wow. I film, you know what I mean? I'm trying to, like, go do that with the secret cameras. I'm trying to get people to get it. I'm sharing the website so everyone can see this with them. Right now.
But yeah, that was crazy. I was like,
it's insane. It's insane what she does. Like, it's insane. I
think it's awesome at the same time.
Yeah.
Because I'm one of the people I like to prank. Yeah, I mean, people see me when I do the prank call shows. I like to prank the hell out of folks and I like to piss people the hell off. So, yes, you know, I would love it. I was like, oh, man, this is crazy.
You know, that is on the next level, though. She's on the next level with it.
Right. No one has ever done it like her, at least in my opinion.
Nah, mine too. Definitely, I looked into her early, and I was just watching all of them things. But I'm trying to team up. We got to do an on-the-fly prank back, like have her join teams and let us do it. Seti, what you trying to do, man? What's the hell prank?
Man, I'm telling y'all, man, there's one prank I did. It's a prank I do every now and then where I do the prank calls, and there's one where a lot of times everybody loves when to do this the most because it's always the funniest when I do them. But I was doing, I was doing a Chinese restaurant. I would call it the Chinese restaurant, and I would do these fake Asian accents. And I would order a bunch of stuff,
man.
And then piss them off and then tell them that, I didn't want for instance, okay, hold on, I'll give you an example. Like, I'm called in, I go in, this is a place called Sunshine Chinese Restaurant, so I'm calling in.
Hello, it's Sunshine Chinese Restaurant. I want two chicken fried rice. What's your special today? You have A-Roll there? A-Roll? Okay. Ooh, A-Roll sounds good.
Okay, all
right. Order a bunch of crap, right? Tell them I want them to take everything off of the menu, off my receipt except for the A-Rolls. and piss them off. He's like, you can't hear no more. You can't hear no more.
Oh, damn.
Hey, man. Yeah. I be having to read the whole receipt back to me. And then piss them off.
That's something we should definitely film. You know what I mean? Catch a bunch of different ones.
Yes. Or my favorite one, I'm the nerdy guy. The nerd, and that's how I do this Craigslist hookers thing, and I would call a bunch of people on Craigslist that be offering services. And then so I act like this real nerdy virgin guy who hasn't gotten laid ever. So
oh,
like,
that guy.
Wow.
Yes. I'm desperate for it. And I'm just wondering how I can get my willy wet, you know. I'm a little afraid. You'd have to
watch
me just
a little bit.
No.
She really believed me. It's like, it's okay, honey. Just relax. You know, we're going to talk to you through this, and I'll make sure you take care of you, okay?
Wow.
Yes.
Craigslist is dangerous, kids.
Hey, they be offering, because they be talking about there be some people be offering stuff on services, but they don't be offering what they say they offer. They be offering other services, if you know what I mean.
I know exactly what you mean.
Nah,
for real. Like, Craigslist do be having some wild stuff sometimes. Killers, all that. You seen that movie? Craigslist killer.
I know. I'm Mina Alexis says she. Mina Alexis is the only person I know who's trying to get stuff on Craigslist.
Yeah, man.
Like,
I'm gonna find my new place on Craigslist too.
Yeah.
I love Craigslist.
She the first person I know personally who would tell me they actually continue to find productive things on Craigslist.
Recommend Craigslist to everyone trying to start a modeling and acting career. It's the way to go.
Oh, word.
Now,
so you really,
do find that because you got to go around a bunch of scammers and stuff. How do you get around them scammers? That's what I'll be trying to figure out.
Sure.
How people do that.
You guys talk to them on the phone. You can have like a meeting beforehand. Like, there's stuff to take.
Yeah, meet them
in
a public area. I don't know.
Yes.
That's the dark side of Facebook. Craigslist. There's different sides of Craigslist.
And that
you could get
really
free furniture. But then, on the other hand, you know, you got people offering themselves.
That's so crazy.
Yeah, people sell their virginity, literally sell their virginity on Craigslist.
Oh, my God, that's insane. I'm sorry, man. I'd rather get a free couch.
Free cootie. I got to go. Well, it ain't never, as I always say, it's not necessarily free. But put it like this. It's the way you go about it. You know, treat them a little bit. Treat them to take them out to eat. And then y'all getting in the mood or woo 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 mode, and then you don't make it happen.
Man. Do you?
Now I see that we got on the line. Y'all special guest of the day? I know y'all wanna give her a hard time. I'll bring her on for y'all.
We love her.
So without further ado, I'm gonna bring her into the line, and that's your girl.
Yeah,
let's talk to
the drum roll.
I can't
do it. Hey, she's in the building.
Hey, Miss Muffins.
Hello.
Hey, girl.
Can you hear me?
Yes, we can hear you, but
I gotta say excuse my voice right now because it's hoarse. I know I kind of sound crazy right now, but you guys can hear me, right?
Yeah, we can hear you.
Okay, how you guys doing tonight?
Good.
Lovely.
How are you? Well, you kind of already explained that. Oh, sorry.
Huh?
don't mind me.
So,
yeah.
So what was you guys talking about?
Oh,
we were talking
about
you.
Clowning around and you.
All about the pranks? The crazy pranks that I do?
Yes.
We talk about pranks, period, and Craigslist, if it's good. Cause apparently, me and Camacho, me and him, we already know about the dark side. We already know about the light side of Craigslist, so we still trying to figure it out.
Like,
yeah.
Like, what's your question? What you want to know?
Dang.
Well,
what
it,
do we want
to
know?
Yeah, when it comes to your pranks, like, I just really want to know, like, how did you get started? Like, you're young. You're just, like, 18. And for you to put yourself out there like that, I just think it's crazy.
Well, ever since I was younger, I always used to, me and my cousins, we always used to prank at my grandmother's house and stuff. And after a while, I realized it was addicting to me. I just love pranking. But what really gave me the idea with the whole train thing, I would see every time I'm on the train, everyone looks so miserable. It's boring on the train. There's no TV, no nothing. I mean, whoever been on the train knows what I mean. It's nothing to look at. It's just, ugh. So it's like I feel like bringing entertainment to the train, you know, sometimes it'll be fun. Shocking things, like, you know, unbelievable things, some things that people never seen before, you know, and the reactions to, you know, how people react to it. That's the main thing with my videos, you know, how people react to my videos. I want people to get, all right, when we see crazy stuff nowadays, like the stuff we may see on World Star or on the news, like, let's say somebody falls down in the train and dies or whatever. Most people's reaction is just to record and just scream or something. Nobody really actually, you know, goes out the whole way and help, you know. And my videos is like, you know, showing crazy stuff and bringing comedy to the table, but also trying to show people we're doing the same thing and we need to change the way we react to things. Like my last video I did was the Lady Spits on Guy. A lot of people really thought it was real. It's really all of us was actors. I didn't, you know, that guy, you know, that I sat on, he was with me. That's my boy. He said it would be a great idea for you to do it because it's going to make it look more real. So, you know, we did it. But the main thing for that video was to show people, like, the crazy stuff that happens and how people react to it. And, you know, at the same time, comedy, because everybody knows, like, who I am, and, you know, they've seen how, like, a grown man just jump up on the chair and swing over. Everybody was wilding out on that train. It was really crazy. You know, I have people right now really thinking zombies are real after that video, you know, but, yeah, because I was painted in pale, like, makeup. My whole body was, like, white, but the makeup didn't turn out how I wanted to. It turned out real pale, and I looked like a zombie. Like, I just want to bring something different basically to the table, you know? Every prankster that I know, you know, they'll do the video, and they'll be like, oh, hey, you just been punked, or you just been pranked. But my way of doing it is, like, you know, acting out, and then for you to realize that you've been pranked if you, you know, tune in, or you do your research and you realize it's a prank, and you're like, wow, you know, this girl I just been pranked. I thought this was real. You know, I'm bringing something different to the table.
Wow. Yeah, that, you know, that zombie one, that last one you're talking about, that was wild. And I would be freaked out too. I've seen some crazy stuff on trains because I've been going out to New York. I've been seeing some wild stuff. Some sad stuff too, man, like young kids coming out with trying to get change and money and doing, like, you know, and they're mad young, but
yeah.
Nothing wild like that. I would definitely be the filmer. I would be one of the guys that just pulls out the camera, sad to say.
Yeah, and I do need extra filmers, you know, too, Because sometimes, you know, not all the time people be able to show up. And I might have to use a random person that shows up, camera, phone,
yeah.
And they'll record and they'll probably send me the footage or I'll take it from the SIM card.
Hell yeah. I would love
I'm
to be a part
hard
of that.
With you, you know? And I really want to work with Mina, you know, because she's an amazing actress.
Aww.
Like, you know, and she's a great comedian, very beautiful, and I really want to work with her. I'm trying my best right now to come out there to D.C., you know, and do some work for her because she's amazing, you know.
You already know we're going to work together.
Yeah, we are.
But, yeah, I really want to know, though, when you do your pranks, like, because I know with me, I do stuff on, like, kind of the top of my head. Like, started with a pickle. That's kind of, like, on the top of my head. Do you, like, think it out?
I'm a weird thinker, you know.
Uh-huh.
I don't know, like, the first video I did, my main first video that went real viral was Shower Time on a Train. You know, girls thought they put up Embarrassing Girl Pee on Train or whatever. That idea, I don't know. I guess I got that idea because I kind of, I'm not going to say, like, I actually had that situation, but I had a time where I had to really go, and I almost, you know, peed on myself, but I didn't. And I'm like, hey, what if I, you know, do an act on a train, like, you know, acting like I got to pee and getting people reactions. I didn't really take it too serious. I was like, you know what, let me just do it. Let's, you know, I was with my friends, was bored. I was like, come on, let's go ahead, let's do it. You know, and we just made it look real. I told him, don't, you know, act like you're not with me. You know, just act like you're a random person recording, like, yo, this is crazy. But my ideas, you know, it comes from the top of my head. I'm a weird thinker. I'm goofy. I'm silly. I'm bold. You know, I guess it's just God's talent that he blessed me with, you know, to think of these things and, you know, put it all into my pranks, you know, and add different acts that I'll do, you know. The only thing that as a prankster that kind of sucks is like as far as like fans or, you know, people that knows me for my videos. The only thing that sucks is like some people don't know how to take me serious, cause like I had times, like, I'll ask a person a question or I'll tell them about something that's about to go on. They were like, oh, are you pranking me? I don't know. I'm not too sure if I want to do that. But, I mean.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow. But, yeah, I mean, I know a lot of people think I'm crazy or I'm local for the video.
We don't think you're crazy. We think you're smarter than others.
Yeah.
I just give a little touch. That's what I think. I gotta give a little touch. See, crazy.
I see movies in the future. Like, I definitely see movies.
That's my dream. Every time I go into a movie theater, that's my dream. I just be sitting there looking at the good actors. My favorite actor, Denzel Washington. I just was just dreaming, like, one day people want to pay tickets to see me and, you know, act in a movie, and especially the people I work with. Because it's not about me, you know. It's also about the people that I work with, too, and the people that supported me, people that believe in me. I have a lot that I want to do, you know. I'm not going to be one of those actresses that get up there and only just worry about her fame. I want to do a lot, like, you know, help the community, help, you know, young kids that has dreams and stuff and, you know, help them with their dreams, you know? Like, but, you know, you got to start from the bottom so you work your way to the top.
Definitely.
And that's what I'm doing.
You are working your way. I've seen, like, a lot of videos, like, they just keep adding up. Like, did you do any new ones recently?
Yeah, the recent one, I don't know if you saw, all these videos I'm done. little girl goes into labor at Coney Island Beach. I don't know
if you saw
that one. You know,
I definitely saw that one.
Yeah, I the laser and all of that, and all the police that came. I was like, you know, I was like, oh damn, I think this one probably be my last.
You kept playing it off though.
I couldn't. No, I really was trying to stop, but I still was like in actor mode. I don't know why, but I was like, you know what? I'm gonna stay in actor mode because I'm gonna mess it up. The whole thing that I'm trying to do, like my pranks, you don't let the audience know, you know, while you're recording, you don't let them know that it's a prank. They have to just be left with at the scene thinking it was real.
Whatever.
So I was like, damn, I can't say to Lacoste, oh, this is a prank. I'm gonna just wait till I get in the ambulance. Cause they was like, we're gonna have to take you. I'm like, no, I don't want to go. Please just let me go in the bathroom, please. I need to just sit down. It's too much people, you know, breathing over me. I don't like this. They was like, no, miss, we gotta take you with us. So they put me in the there in the ambulance, and you know, it was funny because they was so serious. It was like, oh my gosh, are you okay? And then the guy was like, let me check you. He was putting on his gloves, he was ready to check down there. And I was like, no, I'm not pregnant. And he was like, what you mean you're not pregnant? So why you got a belly? And then he asked the other EMT lady to pass the scissors. And then she, like, gave it to him. And he just cut open the under the dress. And he saw that it was, like, a fake belly pillow. And he was like, what is this? What is going on? What is this? He started going off. He was like, all right, that's it. We're taking her. And basically they took me to the crazy hospital, you know.
What?
But I had my crew with me. My crew was driving behind the ambulance car. And, you know, my crew helped me get out. Like, they was not trying to let me get out. They was like, you got to speak to the nurse first. We have to, you know, check you. We got to make sure you're okay. Because they didn't understand why I did it. I was trying to tell the nurse, like, look me up. Look me up online. You know, I'm an actress. I'm not crazy. I know what I'm doing. You know, this was just all an act. My crew that's following behind the truck, they know what's going on, too. I mean, the nurse believes me, but, you know, the rest of them was like, no, we don't believe you. We're going to have to check you. But I end up sneaking out. The problem was, on my way running out, the lady that saw me when I first entered there, she saw me running out. So she ran in there and told him, and I had a whole bunch of doctors and cops coming out looking for me. But I went inside my boy car or whatever, so I was trying to duck down and hide, and the police came out looking for me, and
oh my goodness.
The doctors
wow.
were like, where is she? And then my homeboy was like, she went in the Jeep. I'll go get her now. I didn't know she was supposed to leave. She couldn't leave. You know, he was trying to play it off. It was like, where is she? Where is she? So they really believed that I had jumped in a Jeep and drove off. But one of them kept saying, no, she's in one of the cars that's here. So they kept looking. One of the doctors that did see me, he noticed me. But I guess he was being nice and he didn't snitch, because I saw it on his face. He saw me, but he pretended like he didn't see me. But then when the lady that saw me running outside that snitched, she was like, yeah, that's her. Let me see your arm. Do you have the band that they put the name in when I go in the hospital? I was like, no, miss, I don't have no band. What is this about? I don't know what you're talking about. You know, and like my friend just hopped in the car. I was like, yo, let's go. They were like, open up the door now. They had the cops trying to open up the door. My homeboy just jumped in the car and he drove off. They was like, we're going to take your license plate. It was like, what could you really, you know, what was they going to really report? We didn't do nothing wrong. It's like, I was just doing a video. They sent me in the hospital. You know, it was horrible because the stuff that, I don't know if you noticed, when the video was recording, it was like some stuff coming out that I was trying to make it look real, but all that was all over me. That chocolate, I was trying to make it look like, you know, poop coming out of me when I was going to play in the video.
Yeah, I'm watching that one right now. That doo-doo.
Yeah, I had that whole chocolate. It was I had to take a shower in the hospital. I had a whole bunch all everywhere. But that day,
so you probably really did look crazy to them.
I know I did look. I did look crazy to them, and the doctor was just like, "Get a new hobby. Get a new hobby, dude. Seriously, you know, people that don't like that, they always say that. Get a new hobby. Do something else with your life." But I'm doing what I want to do in my life. You know, I'm not hurting anybody.
Keep doing it.
My main.
Just don't get arrested for it or be put in a crazy home.
I pray before I do all my videos. A lot of people be shocked, like, how you do all these stuff and you don't get arrested? I didn't get arrested not one time. I've been, like, the police maybe had came to me and asked me if I'm okay. It's just, you know, but that's about it. Nobody ever attempted to arrest me. You know, I just pray before I do all my videos, and I just walk in faith with God and just, like, think positive that when I get out, I'm going to be good. So I wasn't too worried. You know, I know what I do is daring, but I think positive, and I pray, you know. I believe that God is with me on this. So, yeah, these pranks, I just go hard until, you know, and my pranks is not for attention. A lot of people feel like I do it for attention. It's not. It's just I have a goofy, silly spirit, you know. I'm not a stuck-up girl. A lot of people may see me. I will wear heels and stuff and dress up. I'm not a girl that want to sit down and look cute all day. You know, I'm a hard-working person. I'll go outside and I'll work my butt off. I'll go to a job and work my butt off. You know, I'll get my nails dirty. I'm a hard-working person, and I'm goofy. I'm silly. Friendly with people, you know.
Nobody gets hurt either during the making of any of these.
Nobody gets
hurt.
The main rule I always tell my crew, nobody cannot get hurt. If anybody gets hurt during my videos, that's a problem, because that's the main rule. No hitting, no nothing. So any video you see me hitting somebody or attacking, they're working with me. They're a part where actors and we're playing like we're really fighting or something. I don't hit nobody. The most that I will do is, like, a person that's not acting with me, like, just regular people, I may, like, touch, like, you know, touch the arm or hug them or something, like, bum itching on her period. Like, that one in the middle of the video, I was, like, holding on people, help me, you know, crying to help. But that's about it. I cannot see it. You know, I don't do that. The main rule, no making fun of people and no hitting, none of that. My pranks, I don't do crazy wild pranks like that. If we do anything crazy on somebody, we are working together and it's planned out, you know?
Word. I'm glad.
Well, we're going to go to a quick music, quick song break, and then we come back and the rest is on the fly. They seem to get crazy as well. You're on the fly, and you never know what's going to happen. Also, callers, I'm about to check the caller, check the phone lines too. I see we got people on the phone lines. And yes, you will be able to speak if you want. So we'll be checking you out in a second. All right. I'm thinking about going this track. Let's go.
Let's go.
Let's go.
Let's go.
I ain't really got time. Hope you on your grid, cause I'm on mine. When we hit the club, we don't stand in line. Pockets full of money and it's all mine.
On your mark, get set, let's go, let's go. On your mark, get set, let's go, let's go. On your mark, get set, let's go, let's go. Yeah, we got it now, you can get it next go. Got a gorilla grip when it come to thriller, bitch. I be dealing chips, same way to deal a dish. Legal money, but I'm still on my dealer shit. Real rap, tell them meet me at the dealership. Big motor, fat cat willing it. Kicks fresh, but the snapback killing it. I see you grilling it, wonder who I'm killing with. Heat's on, but the AC chilling it. Tell them meet me on the back block. You used to have them going crazy for them black tops. One hit, had them jumping like a mascot. On the road to riches, nigga, we the last stop. Boy, slow like he on one. AK-47, that's a long gun. Battle up, bitch, nigga, that's a home run. Knock about the park every time I'm on, son. But,
I ain't really
money, man. This monkey ass looking like $100,000. Getting money back, ho, just a fucking plan, and I don't really dance. Nah, I ain't into running, man. Girl, can you do the slip, though? Yeah, let me see that thong like disco. I don't give a fuck if your man talk shit. Ho, my niggas gon' light the place up like a disco. In the kitchen with the Crisco. Shorty, she a nympho. Beat it like Klitschko. Hop up in the whip, then I pull up to the strip. Everybody want a glimpse, you don't even need an intro. On your mark, ready, set, go. My niggas roll deep, yeah, let the lead blow. Lil' mama wanna creep, got a feeling on my D. If you rollin' with a G, baby, let's go, cuz.
I ain't really got time. Hope you on your grid, cause I'm on mine. When we hit the club, we don't stand in line. Pockets full of money, and it's all mine.
On your mark, get set, let's go, let's go. On your mark, get set, let's go, let's go. On your mark, get set, let's go, let's go. Yeah, we got it now, you can get it next, yo. Hey, listen, I get down, hands up, this is takeover. Breaks over, the game needed a makeover.
Bye-bye.
Check out time, your stay's over. We getting money over here till my day's over. I hit the club, no lines, no waiting. It's money in the air, we about to get it shaking.
What up, though?
Shorty, just keep it shaking. And bust it wide open for daddy, that's my flavor.
Hater.
I tell him to eat a prank. Got my mind on my money, I'm headed straight to the bank. Yeah. I'm headed straight to the bank. On your mark, get set, I'll be gone before you can blink. Boy. And it's about that time. You niggas get your money right, boy, cause I got mine.
I got mine.
You never stop my shine. Can't stop, won't stop. No, not this time, blood.
I ain't really got time. Hope you on your grid, cause I'm on mine. When we hit the club, we don't stand in line. Pockets full of money and it's all mine.
On your mark, get set, let's go, let's go. On your mark, get set, let's go, let's go. On your mark, get set, let's go, let's go. Yeah, we got it now, you can get it next go.
They call me Camacho, fly young Vato. Put my hands on them, bring them back, it's a rock. This, that, life that I'm living, I'm on the edge, though. Even wavy in the winter, where you slack, bro. Surfs up on the beat, got the world under my cleat. So I run it like you staying on these streets. Ask about me, it's my name that they speak. Pillow talking, got your dame in my sheets. And then she hit the city and promote me. Add me on Facebook, all the shorties poke me. Pause, 48 laws, and I'm obeying them all. Mixed with a little bit of blood in the mall. Talking Brenzo, popping like a Benzo. I rap and shoot videos, real when my lens go. On my free time, I be bigger with Lorenzo. I'm rarely played, Super Nintendo, no game.
I ain't really got time. Hope you on your grid, cause I'm on mine.
Got some collars on the line, and they lighted the switchboard, so it's gonna get bananas on the floor. Y'all know I had gifts on here. I don't know what Camacho and Mina be doing to these three collars, but they be having them act a fool on here. So, oh man, it's gonna get real.
Nah,
Camacho be having talking about chicken. She has you were talking about the.
People was trying to get those coupons. They was calling.
Those coupons, man. Those chicken coupons. oh, man. Okay, so we got caller number one on the air. You on the fly with your boy Camacho, Mina Alexis, and they special guest, Miss Muffin Pranks. What's up?
What's up, homie?
What's up?
What's good?
What it do, baby? I just want to say, Ja, I love you to death. You are hilarious. Your auntie loves you, and you're going to be a great success.
This girl
been crazy. She was a baby. She was crazy. She was make you do what it do. And all she needs y'all to do is do what y'all need to do to follow her so we can all be happy in her grace.
Well, I got a question. I put her on blast. Was she doing the duty then? When she was little too, was she doing that then?
Okay. You talking about my, listen, my niece has always been crazy. You ain't telling me nothing. When I first seen her pranks, she ain't tell me. I just saw them on Facebook like the rest of the world. She been crazy since forever. And she gumby. She gumby. She pretty as hell. She's intelligent. And she's stupider than a motherfucker. She good.
Oh, man. I love when people come tell the behind-the-scenes stuff about people.
Yeah. Oh, was that something I shouldn't have said?
But, I mean, that's a question in itself, too, because now she said so good. She made a point that I always say this all the time, and that's, girls think just because you look good, you got to act stuck up or whatnot. But, no, you know, the ones that get to play and the ones that people are loyal to are the ones that can make you laugh, man. You can look good, but if you born and you just a bump on the log, you have to keep my attention too long.
Oh, my God. Listen, it ain't even no doubt. My niece is a bomb. She's stupider than a motherfucker at the end of the day. I don't know if I could say that or I can't say that.
Oh,
but
yeah,
I
She's stupid as hell at the end of the day. She knows. Believe me, she knows.
This her auntie. I love her to death. She's stupid as hell. And she had no choice about it. She was born into this comedian bullshit. That's just what she was born into. She's funny as hell. She gonna make it. So if you're not a follower, you better get to following her. Because she the shit.
Aww.
Her uncle right here, and he could tell you more than I could tell you. I'm telling you, my girl ain't no joke. She ain't no joke. You seen that little YouTube episodes and maybe some world star, but that ain't nothing to what
gonna come.
I'm not gonna call her name, Miss Muffin, really is. That ain't nothing. She got some stuff that she ain't even pull out the bag yet. You better watch and stay tuned.
Zaza.
Yeah. Thank you so much.
Are you all quiet now? I heard all of your other interviews. Why you all quiet now?
No, I'm listening to what you're saying.
Let them know. Let them know that Zaza, Miss Muffet, she is a bomb. And believe you me, that's inherited. That ain't nothing that was taught. She ain't go to no schools. It's what it is.
Yeah.
True. And that's a question, too, Miss Muffet, as far as like you said about school, like the she got trained as a team being funny and
she
learning how to be funny. What's
she playing crazy. She's playing crazy. That's what it is. I'm telling you. And if you keep watching, you ain't going to see nothing but some stuff that's going to make you on yourself.
I was here earlier. I'm glad to go change the clothes.
It's inherited in her. It's inherited in her. That's what it is. It's inherited in her. And if you keep watching, you're going to see some shit that's going to make you be like, oh, I'm telling you. That's my girl.
Thanks. Yo, yeah. It's crazy because it's going to speak for itself.
I love it. Like, I saw one of her episodes. I was pissed off because I didn't even know that was some imaginary prank shit. I'm like, oh, my God, I got to go hunt down this dude because I'm going to hurt him. He threw her all over the train freaking car. And I'm like, what? That's not going to happen. But then when I spoke to her, she like, nah, that's some prank. It's all good. I'm like, what? Are you crazy? Me and your uncle sitting here pissed off like, oh, we going to hunt this mother effer down. I'm telling you, like, she's really good. She's really good. And I ain't picking her up because she mine. I'm just picking her up because she's talented. And prettier than a mother effer at the same time.
Thank you.
It's not a blessing. You always tell somebody a blessing. You can always
tell. You know, love is love, and that's what it is. And she good. I'm telling you, she good. She really good. I really, you know, even if I wasn't hers, I watch them. I'm entertained. You know, it's like it's sometimes it's a comedy and other times it's a TV drama. It's all good. Like, yo, she could be on TBS or CBN. Like, what the fuck? It's news or it's drama shit. Like, what?
Yeah.
Wow.
You know, that's the best reaction from the video. Like, I like when people have the questions for the videos and think it's real. You know, that's the best thing when it comes to my friends, that I love the reaction.
Yeah, I'm definitely a fan. I'm definitely a fan. Like I said, you know, When I watched a couple of her videos, I thought I was on TBS on a comedy and other videos. I was like, oh, shoot, what is this? What is this, CSI? I'm like, oh.
All right, well, Auntie, hold on for a second. I'm going to bring the next caller in, so hold on for a second. I'll see
All right, it's nothing. I'm good, and I love fly.
All right, see what we got next. We got call number two. You're on the air. What's good?
Yo, what it is? It's Mark Q from Brooklyn. You already know. Shout out to Ben. So, I'm not going to take up all. Oh, yeah, shout out to that last caller. That was funny itself. Like, she was going to answer it for me. But, I just wanted to tell y'all about my fucking quick. Goodie is some next OD hard worker. Like, she be going the stone. Like, yeah, them pranks, like, foolish ratchet joint. But, like, she be working hard on them joints, the disguises, and she just go in the zone and never break character and all that shit. And she go home and edit the video glued to that shit. So, you know what I mean? It's a lot of hard work that go into that. Shorty is a hard worker. You got to respect it. Anyway.
Thank you, Marcus.
And that's my time. You know what I mean? That's all I was saying. Holla at me.
Thank you so much.
We appreciate the call, man. Everybody repping for her right now. This is what you need.
It's really nice.
We love.
Thank
That's
you.
That's what friends are for.
Okay.
All right, let's see what we got. Who we got next? Hold on. Call number three got started. They knew we were coming to her. They said, oh, no, don't come to me. They get scared. They get scared. Everybody get scared. It's a free game. Not scared. All right, so we finna get Camacho. I don't know, but Camacho and Mina already got some crazy questions. So this is the part of the show where you're not finna get out the hood, Ms. Melson. So I hope you're ready. So they finna go in.
Yeah, what I honestly, I just want to know if, like, if you ever get embarrassed, like, when, like, stuff happens, you know what I mean? It's just, like, a normal feeling, I feel like, people would get, like, you know, even if they knew they were playing, you know?
Well, let's see. Maybe when I first started, doing the prank, my first video, I was embarrassed just a little bit, but I was more nervous because I was inside out and out. I was shaking a little, like, everybody's staring at me. This is, like, crazy. I can't believe I'm really doing this right now. But I was like, you know what? Go for it. This is what you want to do. You're an actor. You like making people laugh. You like entertaining people. You like, you know, bringing drama to the scene and, you know, entertainment. Like, I was like, go for it, you know. I did have my times where, you know, I was embarrassed, but, you know, the whole, like, let's say people had laughs, you know, I kind of felt bad, but I was like, wait, I'm doing something. I'm making people laugh. I like that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I'm entertaining them, you know, but I can't really say too much that I've been really, like, in. Okay, matter of fact, I'm going to tell you what I did. I was embarrassed this one time. It was this one time, I don't know if you saw the video, Ratchet is Bird in McDonald's.
That was the first one I saw of you. I thought that was real at first.
I think that was, like, probably the fifth video I had did, the fifth prank.
Yeah, that was the first one I saw of you. Like, that's when I met
you.
You
saw?
Yeah.
Oh no, that's part of our videos, girl. The embarrassing part with that video was, okay, one, my computer got stolen. My camera people did not tell me what happened to my computer after the video was finished. And in that computer bag was my actual clothes, my hair and everything, all like the stuff that I need to like just go back to me. All that was in my bag. Everything was in my bag, even my computer. When, after the video, I get told at the last minute that my computer was stolen. One of my boys said, claimed that they ran after him, but I don't know how really that worked out because I didn't see how I didn't get my computer back. But, I mean, I didn't really stress it because I'm not a materialistic person, but, you know, I felt embarrassed because on my way, like, basically going home, I had to walk home with that crazy wig on, you know. It looked like shriveled up noodles. And, you know, my shirt was looking real crazy. I was on a train, and people was looking at me, like, laughing, you know. I was embarrassed that day because I was just not in a mood. You know, I worked really hard that day, and I lost my computer. I lost all my personal stuff and my actual clothes. I had my props clothes going home. It was embarrassing. I can't say about that one. But other than everything else, no, I'm not embarrassed. But that was my only embarrassing time. I have to go home with my props clothes on.
Well, I'm glad because the rest of the stuff is just awesome. Like, love.
Yeah.
Thank you so much.
Here we go. Mina, what you got?
You know I always act something weird. Okay. So, thongs or bloomers?
Thongs or bloomers?
I said thongs or bloomers.
Wow.
You gotta think about it.
I'm gonna just go with bloomers.
Bloomers? Oh, okay, cool. Okay.
I dig it.
What? Wait, I'm lost.
I'm gonna use a translation voice. Okay, do you like granny panties or do you like thongs?
Oh. I'm slow, guys. I'm sorry. Excuse me for my slowness. Well, it depends, I guess. You know, it depends on how I'm feeling, but I guess I will go with thongs. But if I'm on my day where I just, you know, I just want to relax, I go with the bloomers, you know, but mostly thongs.
Word.
That's a good question, I'm guessing, right?
I love
needed
it.
That question.
Yes.
Yo, that baby prank on the boardwalk, that got a little too real, huh? That's crazy.
Yeah, I can't believe you went through all that. And then you say after the one with the one when you spit on the guy, you almost got arrested then too.
Well, okay, when I left the train and I had they stopped the train. Somebody the train had stopped. Somebody had told the conductor, like, yo, there's something crazy that's going on. And they stopped the train, and they called the police. They had called the police or whatever. The guy that was holding me by the step, that was not a cop. He was trying to act like a cop. He was actually, I believe he said he was, the janitor or something for the whole subway thing. He was not really no cop. He was working for the NCA.
Trying to be a hero.
Yeah.
Trying.
Because my boy, you know, he used to be, like, you know, working with the NCA, so he knows, like, what to act. And he was like, are you on the job? You know, are you on a job right now? You know, and he was like, no, I'm not on a job. And he was like, are you a cop? And he was like, you know, that's when he started stuttering. And he was like, no, I'm not a cop, but I'm taking her with me. He was like, no, I'll take her with me. I'll take her with me. That's fine. But when we got upstairs, he just was acting like he was a cop. He went up to the cop. I guess he felt all big because he had his walkie-talkie thing. And he was, like, you know, holding it and going up to the cops like, yeah, you know, I don't know what's up with this, you know. This girl, she got into a fight, you know. I just told the cops the person that attacked me had already left the scene, so I don't know. They asked me why was the people recording. I told them those are the people that's with me, and they're recording because I'm going to report what happened. I didn't want to tell them it was a prank. But the guy kept going in. He was like, no, no, you need to, you know, you guys need to take her. I think she needs the medics or something. And, you know, my friend just, you know, came in. He was like, listen, he went and told the cops. He's like, listen, this dude is not a cop. He acting like he's a cop. You guys are cops. You guys already know the situation. They just took down my name and my number. I gave them a fake name, of course, and a fake number and a fake address. And they was like, okay, well, we're gonna look up your information and we're gonna, you know, do a report. And I was like, okay, cool. But that other guy with the hat on, he was in no cop. He was trying to act like he was doing something. But no, I didn't get in trouble.
Good.
You know.
Yeah, I know how to dodge those situations. That was a good move.
I know, right?
it's not me. It's the Lord. You know, the Lord helped me with these. He helped me think of the great ideas. He helped bring people, you know. Some videos, like, I would have planned out a certain way. And, like, I would actually, like, some of my videos, I didn't even, like, I wouldn't have enough actors with me. Like, I would send, like, random people. Like, the one, the baby on the boardwalk, the white guy and the one lady with the bathing suit, the bikini, the yellow bikini. Like, we didn't plan. Like, I don't work together with them. I just met them outside. They came up to us dancing, and I was like, oh, I like you guys' vibe. You guys should be a part of the video we're about to shoot. It was like, okay, cool. I'm down. So what we got to do? You know, but God always, you know, by my side, he protects me and he helps me out with this, you know, because it's not easy. What I do is real daring, you know. Not a lot of pranksters go so far what I do. And no females actually do stuff like what I do, you know. But it's bringing something different to the table.
It's true. You made it, like, this far with no issues. Well, little. I mean, you made it out of all those issues.
This is, like, you know, this right here, I just, you know, I know this probably don't got nothing to do with what you asking, but I just want to say thank you again for this whole thing, and especially to Nina, yo. Like, all of this right here means a lot to me, because all my hard work that I've been working hard, like, I feel, like, honestly inside, like, crying, because I never got credit for any of my work. Like, people would see my work and be like, oh, you're a great actor. Like, people I would, like, show. But I never got credit for any of my work, you know. Only the websites that put up my videos, like, for example, World Star or whatever, I'm sure they got paid for the amount of clicks on and views on my videos. But I never got credit for my videos, you know. Nobody hit me up and was like, yo, you should be a part of this. You know, I like your work. I never got credit, you know. And this means a lot to me, this whole, you know, this whole radio thing, you know. I appreciate it. You know, I thank you guys so much. I'm just
having
to let that out.
Oh, that's what's up, man. Humbleness, humbleness.
Yeah, that's key. That's key. Humbleness and, like, yeah, but you do deserve, like, a lot more.
You do. Who can really, right, because so many people do pranks, but it's like every time you do something, it just blows up.
No, it's like, it's like street acting or something. Like, it could be, like, take it to the next level, like, you could be.
It is, and the only thing that sucks is, like, I need to get cool with YouTube and Facebook and stuff, because they got people that report me and stuff saying it's harassing, a bully, and stuff, because they think it's real. You know, I've been blocked on YouTube, like, my account been just shut off, like, at least 3-4 times, you know, and I had to make a new account, you know, and that hurted me a lot, because getting the views up there is not so easy, you know, especially what I do. I don't really try to let too much people know my YouTube because of what people do come on my page and they just block. They don't know really what I'm about with my pranks. They think I'm just bringing something just bad, you know, to the whole, you know, entertainment world. I'm not, you know, it's a whole different, a lot of people don't know what exactly my next plan. But as I work my way up, that's when people will be like, wow, I never knew this girl, you know, was like this. I never knew this was what she was trying to do and what she really was trying to put out there and stuff. But I got to get good with Facebook and YouTube or something, because I'm getting blocked, I'm getting reported on there. You know, it's not easy, you know, doing what I do. And especially I don't get that much credit for any of what I do, you know. Yeah, there have times where I'd be like, damn, like, maybe I should just give it a break, like, you know. But I don't want to give up, you know, because that's not in my blood.
Nah.
I'm working hard, and I see how, like, so much people, like, be interested in seeing more, and I like that, and I like the support, and I want to say thank you to everybody that is supported by, like, tuning in and subscribing, even though I don't got that much subscribers, because, you know, I have to make, like, 5 YouTubes. It's like the 5th new YouTube I made, but thank you for the support, you know, and I hope and pray that people believe in what I do and understand what I'm trying to do, you know, and something work out.
Even if they don't, you know, people will always judge, but I think it's awesome, and the website.
People will always judge when you pull up.
No.
People will always hate. When you rich, people are always hate, you know. No matter what, people always talk. You just, it's up to you if you want to be that one to really let it get to you, you know. I used to let people, what people say about me, get to me. But after a while, I'm like, why should I let what they say get to me? You know, only God can judge you. So worry about what you say. Don't worry about what other people say, you know, because you have been born on this earth to live your life about what people say and what people want you to do with your life, you know?
Completely. I 100% agree.
All right. Mm-hmm. Let everybody know how they can find you, you know, except for, you know, I know you got, you see you got the YouTube channels you want to hate, but that's what you know you're doing something good. When you do, they keep asking
that's
so you.
True.
That's a sign that you know something right is going on.
Right,
but I'm, to be honest with you, I'm kind of scared to give out my YouTube right now, the way I'm
hold on, get the Twitter out there. Twitter, they don't, the Twitter
I'll
don't be on
the, all right, I got a Miss Muffin Pranks light, page on Facebook where I post my videos on there. That's MS Muffin Pranks, all together, no spaces. My personal Facebook, which I use as also with my pranks too. I put my pranks or whatever because I try to let everybody feel welcome and stuff. I don't want to just do separate pages so much. But Zaida Waters, Z-A-I-D-A, last name Waters. I would have asked for them. And the Twitter, Miss Muffin 226, MS Muffin 226, all together, no faces. That's pretty much like what I want to give out. I don't know about the YouTube right now, but of course, a lot of people know my YouTube, so I mean, please don't try to flag my account. I work so hard for doing what I'm trying to do. And I promise you, I'm going to bring something positive out of it. It may look crazy what I'm doing, but trust me, I'm not trying to do nothing negative. I'm trying to bring out positivity and something different to the table. Because honestly, when you look at TV nowadays, what are they really playing on TV? In the cartoons, really? Like, it's not the same as TV. Like, the stuff they talk about on cartoons is not the same, you know? We got to bring something different. You know, especially what you're doing, Nina, you know, I like your whole style, what you're doing, and I can't wait till we work together, because we're going to be moving to the top, and especially whoever is willing to work for me, you know, I don't care, you don't have to be a professional, you just got to be yourself and work together, and we work our way to the top. I'm trying to make my own crew. And we just help each other and work our way to the top. So you don't got to be an actress. You could be a rapper. You could be a writer. It don't matter what you do. Dance, whatever. Whatever God telling you, just support us, and we all support each other, and we work our way up to the top. But,
remember, it's all, nobody gets hurt. Remember, it's not a negative
thing.
Yeah,
nobody gets hurt. It's all a prank. If you think somebody get hurt, if you think... Whatever you think that is bad, whatever is in your mind bad, that I did something to somebody, is not. We're acting, is acting. I would never put my hands on nobody. I'm not a fighter. That's not in my blood. You know, I'm a peacemaker. I'm a loving person. I don't have that in me. Like, God lives within me. I cannot be going around fighting people. I got a son, you know. And a lot of people, I do need to let this out, a lot of people look at me wrong because I have a little one and I'm doing my pranks, but I'm doing the best I can for my son, you know, and you know, I'm working my way up to the top. I'm doing different things that I can do to help provide and make my son proud and be able to provide a lot for him, have a lot of success and a lot of things for him to do when he get older, while I'm doing these stuff now while he's small. You know, not a bad mother. I do pay attention to my son. I don't just be about these videos. I got a life of my own. You know, it's not about just these videos. These videos is just something I like to do. And, you know, I believe in it, you know.
All right.
Yeah.
That's stupid if you even say that. I
can't
believe
it. Yeah, I've seen
comments on. People got the rod stuck up their ass. So far,
somebody on, you know, somebody acting a fool, not to ratchet on VH1. Oh man, she trying to handle business with her child, but she ain't ratchet. I mean, y'all know I ain't even talking about age. So I know shows on VH1 and how they be acting, and nobody say nothing about them. So, you know,
nobody say nothing
about
them.
To
be honest with you, I think it probably because of the fame. It all matters about how much fame or how much money you get. Because you could be the best rapper, and you don't got that much fame. The person that is got a lot of fame, a lot of money, people going to be with the people, you know, with the person that got a lot of fame and a lot of money, and they could be the wackest. There's so many rappers I know right now that can rap they butt off, you know? So many rappers. Like, for instance, Marcus, he just came on the line and, you know, gave me a shout-out. His boy, Crumbs. I got a boy, Aladdin. Like, I have a lot of, you know, people I know that rap and do it too. Mario. There's a couple of people I know that rap and they not up there. But it's people that's really up there that everybody, like, basically pay attention to. And everybody going to talk me down. A lot of people want to talk me down because basically I'm a nobody right now. But when you work your way up to
that's
the top, you're going to see. What?
I said that's not true.
What do you mean, like, as far as, like, the
nobody? You're not a nobody, yeah.
Well, I didn't mean it like that. I mean, I do believe that I'm a somebody, but people gonna make you feel like you nothing, you know. And
especially,
I want to get this out. Well, I'm noticing a lot of comments. I don't really let what people say get to me, but it be the little stupid stuff you gotta say something about. And I see this with a lot of things, like black and white. Like, people will be saying, oh, she making black people look bad. You need to do, do something better with your life. You making, it's bad enough they look at us the way they do. But if a white person do what I do, it's okay. It don't matter what color you are. You know, we are all one. It don't matter if you Asian, if you Spanish, if you Japanese. It don't matter, like. We're all one. We're all people. We're all human beings. We need to stop, you know, treating each other like we're all divided. You know, just because I do what I do and I'm black, it makes all black women look bad. Not all black women do what I do. This is what I don't understand. And I'm doing comedy, you know. And you might not find what I do is comedy. You might find it to be stupid. You might not. But that's you. That's not something you have interest in. But I bet you might have interest in what, you know, a white person, you know, and it's like this guy, right? I don't want to, I'm not talking negative on what he do. You know, I respect what he do. He get money from that. But here's this guy named Tommy Sotomayor, right? He sits behind a computer and he, you know, make videos. And he talks so bad about black women. This is the main thing he always talks about, black women, just black people, you know? And don't say nothing positive. Just give all the credit to the white people. Like, we need to stop making each other just all divided. We're all one. So I don't want to hear no more, oh, she making black people look bad. How am I making black people look bad, honey? You know, the people that's really making people look bad, that's who you guys are supposed to go after. But y'all not going after, you know, the right people. Y'all go after the people that got good dreams and going for themselves, try to bring them down, and then, you know, it's no more good left people. It's just badness. We're supporting bad people. All the bad things right now that's going on this earth, that's who we're giving props to. That's who we're supporting. That's why all the bad stuff is happening. You know, that's why. Nobody's...
Girl, you preaching.
Yeah. And even for our rights, like, even for our rights with stuff we want in the world, like, stand up, stick together, and fight for what you want. Like, you know, the gay people wanted to get their rights to get married, right? I heard that it wasn't approved before, but it got approved because everybody stuck together and they fought for their rights to basically get that be as it's okay to get married and you be gay. So we need to stick together and fight for what we want. If we want more bowling alleys and roller skating rings and stuff back in the communities, we need to start fighting for our rights. If we want more money and more jobs, we need to start fighting for our rights, but we're not saying nothing, you know. We're settling for a $7.25 McDonald's paying an hour and stuff. We're settling for that, and we're being slaves. You need to start sticking together and fighting for your rights and not letting these people, you know, bring you down. As you know, that's what I got to say about people that just, like, talk people down, black people down. And I don't want to say my people. I don't even say those words, my people. Because when I say my people, I include white people. I include all kind of people, every ethnicity. It don't matter where you from. As long as God created you and you're a race, it don't matter. Like, I don't care if you're black, you're purple, you're green, it don't matter. We're all people. We need to stop fighting each other. We need to start uniting and being together as a family. We talk so bad about black people, but look back in the day, Martin Luther King and Rosa Parks fought for, you know, our right to be here. You know, we're like kind of forgetting that. Stop fighting each other down. But I'm sorry, y'all. I'm getting too into the whole preaching and lecturing.
That's cool. I mean, like I was saying, yesterday in the show, I was joking. I said, "Man, shoot, y'all. This is something that you require, man. You gotta say that. You know, like on Oprah. You know, when Oprah gives you the five." You know, the ratings always go up with her.
So
I'm like, yeah, we're going to be famous.
The ratings go up.
Great.
She's like, come on.
No, that is some of the realest shit I've ever heard.
Yeah.
Real talk.
Like,
and
the
Like you said, we all got to be able, you know, everybody at the end of the day, we all dreamers. Like, that's what we're doing. We all out here trying to chase a dream. We should be able to prank and film wherever the hell we want, like whenever we want.
Yes.
Like, you know.
Well, see, people's problem is focusing on money and fame. That's and that's what's the rule of all evil, money. That's what
we're putting
we
the class
as our God. Money is, don't make money your God. Okay, you can chase after the money, but, you know, do what you dream to do. If it's rapping, if it's singing, do what you want to do. Don't just chase after money. Because people that chase after money, you find yourself doing stupid stuff to get money. You find yourself thinking about sleeping and selling yourself with people and of things of the world for money. And then when really the money gets spent, you look back at it like, was it really worth it? Was it really worth it to kill this dude for a pocket of change? And I understand we all need to live, but, you know, money is not everything. Because when you die, money is not burying, like, and going wherever your soul goes. It's not going to follow with you. You know, money is just going to just be money. You know, what's more important is people. We need to focus on our dreams and not money. We need to stop thinking about clothing and who wear the flyest clothes and, you know, who's the baddest chick with the biggest butts. Like, we need to stop worrying about that. And fellas, you need to stop, you know, making females feel like it's all about the big booties. Because every female is beautiful, whether you're slim, whether you're thick, whether you're, you know. I don't even call a woman fat. I just say big bum, you know.
You got big booties?
We just start, huh?
I was saying, you got a big booty?
I don't know how I would answer that.
Dude, you got a big booty when you walk and it go flucko, flucko, flucko. If you go blucko, 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 it's a big booty.
I can't say that it's all over the place going blucko, blucko.
Like if you jump up and down, would it start clapping? Like, if it
makes that noise.
You jump up and down, it's a big booty.
I don't remember the last time I tried to jump up and down and try to see if it does that, to be honest.
When you were trying to bite that guy on the subway.
I had mad clothes on in that video.
Oh, okay.
I had like three pants on. I had like two pants and that sweatpants over. I had my
So you were mad stiff.
Yeah, I was mad stiff, you know. It's just in my disguise. You know, but seriously, like, it's not all about the body, you know. It's not all about the money. It's not all about the clothes, you know. we each human being on this earth is more worth than $1 million, more worth than gold, than riches. You know, we're more worth than money or anything. We need to stop talking each other down. We need to stop fighting each other, you know, and talking each other down. And, you know,
I like how you think.
We need to start fighting. We need to start being. The only fighting we be doing is pillow fighting. And then, if you know what I mean by pillow fighting, that's the only type of fighting we be doing.
That's it. It's all love.
That's the world. That's the world needs to be. That is my purpose service announcement. The world needs to be worried about fighting in the bedroom than fighting with their sis.
No,
that's
I don't think you want to promote that too much because then you're going to have a whole bunch of.
We always promote things that have no business being promoted, like hoodrats.com. I mean, that's the best website ever. So they give us chicken coupons. We always promote their whole everything. We ain't got no business promoting.
Shouts to the sponsors, man, that keep us going. Hoodrats.
I know how to do that. That's what I'm supposed to be getting. I'm waiting for my coupon, man. They're supposed to be sending me, Mina. They're supposed to be sending me, Mina, Cabacho, and SJ for some free chicken coupon vouchers, man. They're supposed to be going to get that free chicken.
Yeah.
I need mine. You better email that.
Hey, how about everybody get free coupons? Everybody that tuned in.
Exactly.
Everybody that tuned in today, everybody gets a free gift worth $200. $200 worth of free information. That's the prize that everybody gets.
Information.
I like
have a free coupon with some
free entertainment.
Grocery store.
Free entertainment, yes.
We need some food. We need coupons for food, guys.
Yeah, we give out coupons for food. We be giving out coupons. You know, we be giving out coupons to the best places. You know, you trying to take a girl out to a nice date. We know we got McDonald's coupons.
Oh hell no! You better go ahead.
Man, hey, if you super solid girl meal, you gonna get something.
Super size it.
No.
Supersize it. Yeah,
no way.
You know how you can put a woman or a man to, well, I guess you could say, for example, woman, because the whole date thing. This is how you'll probably know if your woman is really appreciating. If you be like, babe, you know, and let me take you out to a date, or just a woman you just meet, and you take her to McDonald's. See her reaction. Does she really call you back after that? Does she still talk to you after that?
You gotta be romantic about it. You gotta, like, baby.
Yeah, you gotta have the flowers.
Anybody go to McDonald's, right? But I'm gonna treat you special tonight. I'm about to let you supersize it. I'm gonna let you get an apple pie.
You could get a Big Mac.
If you play your cards right, we might share the same McFlurry at the same straw.
Just don't propose there.
Yeah.
Don't propose with McDonald's. Do not propose with Philip Ronald, man. Don't do it.
Don't have no anniversary in McDonald's, no.
Yeah, I want to say something about Miss Muffins real quick, though, man. Everybody that like tuned in at first, you know, they probably seen her videos. I was promoting her videos all day. And people are getting to see, like, you know, what she's about, what she does. But then when they tune in and they, you know, they're probably shocked. Like, I'm pretty shocked about how, you know, I just thought you would be, like, you know, funny. It's not just about that for you. You're not about, you know what I mean? Like, you shocked me being a...
I'm really not about that goofy thing, like, only about that, you know? That's a part of me that I do, like, it means a lot to me to make people laugh and entertain people, you know, but
yeah.
That's not what I'm all about. Like, I have so
you're more
much,
for
like,
the people.
That's what I was saying. Like, a lot of people judge me now, and they say, like, this girl is not doing nothing with her life. Get a better hobby. But they don't know that I have something, you know, else in stores, you know? I have a big heart. My dream is to help people. That's my main dream. Like, pranking and acting is my dream, but my main dream is to help people. That's my thing, to help people in their dreams. Help people, poor people, you know? The kids that suffer right now in Africa, and no, I do not believe in sending money to these companies. I believe in getting money myself and getting a plane and filling it up with food and going there myself and, you know, feed Africa and all the poor kids, because I'm not, it's just crazy to me. It's so much kids, like, dying and starving of hunger for so much years, and we giving all this money to these companies, and it's like, it's basically not doing nothing. But my dream is to help people, you know. I have a whole lot to me. It's not all about goofiness. And I guess that's the problem with, you know, some people. Some people, like, look at me, and they be like, oh, that's the comedian girl. She does those pranks. And, you know, a lot of people don't take me too serious. You know, a lot of people take advantage of my niceness, you know. A lot of people don't really take me serious until, I guess, they get to know the real me, that I'm not all about that goofy stuff. So I'm actually a good person. I got a lot going for myself, you know. But it's a whole lot.
Well, they just need to tune in and, like, listen up, because, you're a great person up and down on the pranks and in person.
Yeah.
I'm glad to have you.
I appreciate this so much. I really do appreciate this, like, just being here, speaking with you guys. You guys are amazing. You guys are funny. You guys, you know, this is amazing, just this whole thing. And I basically wanted to talk about, like, these different things, like, about the rights that we should have and the respect that we should have for each other, because, you know, I do want people to know that I'm not all about the whole goofing around thing. I'm actually a human being that noticed the real stuff that's going in today's society that we're not doing nothing about. We're just chilling until it's too late, and then that's when we're going to realize we should have been, you know, doing something earlier. But we're not. We're just waiting till it's too late. So I want to be that person that actually try to make a change. It seemed like everybody that did try to make a change, they end up dying or they didn't succeed on making a change. Somebody stopped them, you know. We got to all stick together and we got to make a change. That's the only way we're going to see what we want. But it's all up to everybody if we want to start changing. We want to start bringing different things, like, and especially when we speak about videos. Like, I do promote the whole World Star thing because I got that love for World Star that they gave me, that audience, that promoting thing. They put my videos up there. But it's like the videos that, the other videos that you do see, the actual real stuff, like people punching. Like, I've seen this one thing, this one video with these two girls. I think this girl was, like, bullying this one girl after school, I think it was by a train, and just punching in the face and just punching down to her, just bleeding in the face. Like, you know, and they just, like, world star, like, you know, that's all cool, like, that's all good. You know, we gotta stop. Like, people really find all them stuff to be entertaining.
Yeah, definitely taking the wrong path, I would say, when trying to reach the world. I think you can wake them up. People like you, definitely do.
We gotta really try to make a difference in what we do. You know. Hey, hold on, sorry. Yeah, hello.
Mhm.
I'm trying to, like, you know, like, I know, like, we're supposed to be talking about, like, the videos and stuff. It's just, I'm trying to keep myself silent, kind of, just a little, because I know when I talk about these stuff, like, what's really going on and what we need to start doing, I can't control it, you know? Because we really need to wake up. We need to wake up. The whole, you know, gangs and the whole, you know, tough things. We want to be tough. We want to be repping all this stuff. I'm not saying there's anything wrong with all gangs, because not all gangs is all about killing people. There's actually gangs that is like, you know, stick together like bros and sis and just have each other back, you know. But we need to start changing the way we do things. Stop, you know, just getting a gun and just shooting people for no reason because you just feel tough because you have a gun. We need to stop popping junk on, you know, Facebook and all this fighting stuff. And, you know, we need to bring something different to the table, you know.
Couldn't put it any better.
I definitely feel you on that.
Huh?
So I definitely feel you on that. And, I mean, that's the thing. That's the point of this show. It's to show everybody that, hey, you got one side of a person, but what do they really think about? You know, what's their whole mindset of everything in the world? Just stuff that's not just the stuff they do on their careers, but what they just do, period. And that's what it's all about.
Yeah. So honestly, like, to be honest, like, people are not going to talk about stuff like that, the stuff that's going on in the world today. Like, people don't care about that stuff. All they care about is just partying, drinking, getting money, smoking, and that's it. I mean, it is interesting in life to go out and have fun and stuff, but we do need to also have that time where we focus on the real stuff and try to make a difference. Like, so much people, I don't understand, we go through all it. We do these walks, we do protests, books, all this stuff about making a change, and nobody, you know, stepping foot and trying to make a change. I tell you right now, if I had money like Bill Gates or Oprah, I'll tell you right now, it would have been a change. You know, it would have been a change. You know, I know I can't change the whole world, but just to know I could change a good amount of people, you know, I'll be satisfied. And I'm not leaving this earth until I try to make a change. I'm going to bring something different to the table, and that's all I'm doing, bringing something different to the table with entertainment, bringing something different to the table, and, like, how we, you know, motivate people, how we help each other, you know, and bringing something different to the table. It's not all about me. It's about the people, too. You know, I care less about fame and money, you know. I really could care less. I just have a dream, and I have a heart. And I just want to see a good thing, you know?
You are motivational, definitely motivational, and, like, I'm sure people are inspired, like, other actors, actresses are inspired by your work.
Yeah. It's not really easy doing what I want to do. It's kind of hard, you know? A lot of people want me to have videos in every week or every other week, and that's what I want, but it's hard because the life I live in, you know, is hard for me. I'm trying to, like, you know, get myself together so I can start a life where I can be able to do what I always wanted to do. But right now, the struggle I go through and the stuff I got to deal with every day, it's hard. You know, everybody has their own struggle, so, I mean, I can't sit here and I don't want nobody to feel sorry for me, but it's not easy. Whatever you want, you just got to go out there and go get it, you know. Forget what people say that you can't do. If you believe you could do it, you go out there and you go get it, you know. There's a lot of stuff I got to start doing in my life and start changing, and I know that. But I got to get the main things in my life first settled out before I make any first step, you know. But we really gotta start taking the first step to success, to change, to a new life, you know.
Yep.
Yeah. I'm on your side. We do need to take the earth back, for sure. Things are getting crazy.
It's honestly, no matter what we say, no matter what we do, it's going to always be like how it is. It's every day, you know, every day we live life, the earth is getting worse, you know. The earth is getting more filthy. Animals are dying like crazy. Food is being cloned like crazy. People eating all the food thinking it's real chicken and stuff. I mean, a lot of things is changing. It's not the same. Oh, okay.
Not for the good.
Nope.
Yeah. And we gotta change. Try to move from this noise so I won't have too much noise in the post. Well, okay, let me go back in. Thank you. Hello? Sorry.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, we thank you for coming through the show. It was definitely a pleasure. And, you know, definitely keep supporting you. Because, again, it means just the fact that, you know, we get to see a different side that, hey, you're not just a person that's just funny. You also really care. So that should make people support you even more, because if you're a person that's showing that, hey, there's this other side of me that actually genuinely cares, then they should definitely support you money-wise to support you, you know, to just support what you got going on. So,
and even again, if you post,
So, again, we do appreciate you coming through, and we are getting ready to close the show out. So we definitely appreciate you coming through. And if anybody wants to go, man, go ahead and let them know.
Yeah, I just want to say that and you do have the signs of a real leader, and I feel like you can. There's a lot that you can do with this, you know, this talent that you have, and you're definitely going to be able to wake a lot of people up. And I hope that we could help, you know, motivate that a little more to get people listening sooner, and just like follow behind and like change for the better, and just work on their dreams and focus on you know, better things in life. But we do thank you.
Well, no, I thank you guys. You know, I thank you guys for giving me the chance to at least be heard. You know, it kind of feels good to at least be heard for once, because I never really got the chance to be heard. I never really got the chance for people to understand me. I mean, you know, and you know, everybody didn't even really get the. Hear and understand exactly what I'm trying to do and what I'm about, but I'm glad you heard, like, at least what I wanted you to know, and I'm glad I at least let it be known, whatever they thought wrong, I hope that I corrected, you know, by saying what I had said and answering questions, the comments that was constantly asking questions about the same thing, but I thank you guys for giving me the chance, you know, and the opportunity.
Just
whatever you guys want to do in life, just keep going. And don't let nothing bring you down, you know. Because, you know, it's not easy in life. And we got to just continue to push.
Yep.
Most definitely. Ms. Mina, you got something else to say before we close up?
Ms. Muffins, you already know I love you. And I've been
listening to you.
I love you
too, girl. I love everybody. I love everybody. Yeah.
You're definitely one of a kind. Like, there's no one like you. And slowly but surely, everyone's going to see that. You know.
Yeah. So, hopefully.
And yeah, everyone's definitely gonna see you in some acting roles.
Yeah. Acting too. We gotta do the whole movie type scene things now, you know.
Yeah,
now we're going to be a prank, and yes, I'm trying to make it there for that Love and Hip Hop song. I really wanna try to make it out there. Yeah, thanks again for the opportunity. Thanks everybody for tuning in and listening, and you know, the shout outs and everything. I love you all. You know, I really do. Not just saying it just to say it, you know, I really do. I have that just loving heart in my soul, my spirit, it lives within me and it's gonna always. And I just hope you guys continue to tune in and continue to follow and listen out and hear me out, because you will see what I'm trying to bring to the table. I'm trying to bring a difference, you know, because everybody that tried for some reason was not able to. I'm walking with God and trying to make a difference. So, yeah, thank you again.
No problem. Well, shoot, we about to be Izzo. Remind everybody,
y'all
miss any parts of the show, y'all can listen at blogtalkradio.com/Teddy J. You also listen to it at iTunes. Type in Dustfire Radio Network. You can find it there. And hey, there you go, man. That's how we do it.
That's how we do it.
All right, we out.
Have a blessed night, blessed morning, blessed
you too.